الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. وقال الله تعالى: إن الذين يأكلون أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا. وقال الله تعالى: وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. وقال الله تعالى: ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا. وقال الله تعالى: أتأتون الذكران من العالمين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لعلي: يا علي، لا تطبي نظرة نظرة فإن لك أولى وليس لك الآخرة. وسمع عليه الصلاة والسلام رجلا يتجشأ فقال: أقصر من جشائك، فإن أطول الناس جوعا يوم القيامة أطولهم شبعا في الدنيا. واعلموا أنما كما يزم الإفراط في هاتين الشهوتين حيث يختل به حقوق الله بالهنماك فيها، كذلك يزم التفريط فيهما بحيث يفوت به حق النفس أو حق الأهل، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فإن لزوجك عليك حقا، ولزورك عليك حقا، ولجسدك عليك حقا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: والله يريد أن يتوب عليكم ويريد الذين يتبعون الشهوات أن تميلوا ميلا عظيما. صدق الله العلي العظيم. صدق رسول الله. My dear brothers and sisters, we all are human beings. And every person have some wishes, have some necessities, have some needs. As far as the needs and necessities are concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not stop us to achieve these, but according to the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by our wishes. So these rules have been communicated to us by Kitabullah and by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in form of ahadith and nabawiyah. So we should stick to them and follow them accordingly. So we see that our needs are limited, but our wishes are unlimited. If we want to satisfy our needs, so as these are limited, so by limited resources we can just fulfill our needs. And as wishes are unlimited, so these need unlimited resources which are not available in this life. For example, if every person will want to be a king, how it is possible? Everyone cannot be king. There may be one king only in the country. If everyone will need all the wealth, how it is possible? Other will also be requiring this, needing this, wishing this. And if everyone will need all the ladies, how it is possible? Other people will also want this. So this is not possible. Nobody can fulfill all the wishes. It is impossible. But as far as fulfill the needs, it's possible, because these are limited and can be fulfilled by limited resources. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent rules to us. Ask us to follow them. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, eat and drink, but don't do israf in these. So, for their purpose, eat and drink and do not waste, for verily Allah does not love those who waste. So we can eat, we can drink, and as eating and drink is limited. For example, we cannot eat more than what we need. So if in a buffet system, we see the situation, all the food is available on the tables, and one can choose according to his wish. So we see the people to put the food in their, you can say, plate, more than they can eat. For example, they will put this 4 times they can eat. So they will be able to eat that much portion which they can, and the rest will be wasted. So this is abandoned. This is prohibited. One cannot do it. It is sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like such thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily those who unjustify devour the possessions of the orphans, they only devour fire of hell in their bellies. See the situation, widows and orphans, they are really helpless people. They don't have cover upon them. And everyone, one can tease them, can create problem from them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect them from this thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered not to take those things which they are having. Because if you will take these things from them, so you are not eating those things, but you are eating fire. And that is why, because it will become fire in Jahannam. And Allah says, and you devour inheritance, all with greed. This also our situation, that there are some people who cannot see distribution of inheritance according to inheritance rules properly, but they snatch the share of those who are weak people, just like sisters. And they don't give share to their sisters. One should not dare this. And they think, they say, no, our sisters do not want share. Actually, it is a lie. Ulama Ikram are saying, let them take their share, let them use it for 1 year. And after that, if they want to give it to their brothers, okay, they can. So therefore, if by the pressure of the society, someone is getting that share of them, so it is sin. It's not allowed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not come near to adultery, for it is a shameful deed and an evil opening the road to other evils. Of course, because if this thing is allowed, so no one will be protected. And there will be problems and problems, just like we see in those areas where it is very common. Actually, we should use our senses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to us. For example, if a male himself has wishes to misuse the other ladies, so how cannot he think about the other men will not be using their ladies? So if there is open mixing, so everyone will be misusing the other ladies, غير محرم. Actually, there is difference between hijab and satr. Hijab is protection from غير محرم, and satr is protection from mahram, even except the husband. Because in satr, the ladies should cover that portion of the body which is not allowed even to see to mahram other than the husband, and only they can keep open face and some portion of hands and feet. But as far as hijab is concerned, so also it is needed to face the to cover the face, because cover is the place of fitna. So therefore one should not allow this, because it is the road to zina. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you men come to other men for this, from this world, leaving aside women? So see the situation of Lut alayhi salam, nation of the Lut alayhi salam. When angels came in form of two small boys, minor boys. So those people want to approach them for wrong things. So Hazrat Lut alayhi salam was very disturbed because of that, and thinking difficult for him. So angels told them, don't worry, we are not a human being, and we have come to destroy them, and we shall protect you and your family and your followers, except your wife, which is who are with them. So this happened. And at that time, Lut alayhi salam said to them, why don't you come to my daughters, which means women? Why don't you want to leave them? Is there no one between you, some gentleman who can think better? So we should not go through that way. And Rasulullah said, I will not lift any trial more harmful to the men than the trial of women. As for women are concerned, actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them for men, but through a pious rule of marriage. If any one of them is open to other men, so as far as her body is attractive for them, so they will become fitna, and everyone will try to approach to them. So therefore it is written in fiqh books that if someone comes and asks for some man in the house by calling or by pressing the button, a bill. So if some lady is there, so she should not say something to this with the soft voice. No, it's not allowed. It should be with the harsh voice. Who are you? No one is there here. What for you are coming? Come on, another time. So this way, because if some problem he has in the heart, so it should not be enhanced. And Rasulullah SAW said, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, O Ali, do not follow up one look with another glance, for the first one is for you and not the second glance. So what's this? What does it mean? Actually, while a person is mowing and seeing something, maybe his eyesight goes in that direction where some ghair mahram is standing. So he has two options. He can continue his sight, seeing, or he should stop it and change the direction of his sight. So he is told not to continue it and change and see to the other direction. So first sight is by chance, and its continuity on the other side, it's by choice. So choice is not allowed, chance, yes, is forgiven. And Rasulullah SAW heard men burping and said to him, reform from burping by eating less, for on the day of Qiyamah, those who will be most hungry will be those who were most satiated and filled to capacity. So actually, it's like the same thing, kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu. It means eat to that limit, which is good, not more than that. So as far as according to sunnah, if someone is eating, so it will not create problem to him. But if someone is eating more than its capacity or keeping his belly full, so it will create problem medically and even spiritually. So Rasulullah stopped him from that thing. Oh brothers, know that just as extra vigilance is blameworthy and condemned in the case of those two passions, and that Allah's right or neglected by being too much involved with these passions, so also is the excessive dimensioning of these passions also condemned, because through it the rights of the self or the rights of family is neglected. What does it mean? It means Islam tell us about i'tidal, balanced way, not extreme. As far as Al-Iman bin al-Khuf al-Rija, so we should choose i'tidal also in these actions. We should not go to extremes. For example, if I am wanting more than what I should, it is afraad. And if I am wanting less than I should have, it is the freed. Because with my mafrat, the rights of other people are disturbed. And I need more than that. And by tafreed also the needs of other are disturbed because I provide them less than they need their rights. For example, if I should sleep for around about 6 hours, if I want to keep busy more than that, and I have to sleep that I sleep less than that, so maybe for some days it will be possible, but after that I will become ill and I shall go to hospital, so it will disturb my whole routine. And if I am eating less than what I need, so this will also disturb me. Once there were three Sahaba, they were telling Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is Nabi and he is all forgiven. So we should try to do more. So one told that I shall not be sleeping. The other told I shall not be marrying. The third one said that I shall be keeping fast all the time. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told about them and he called them and then asked why you are doing. I am having more taqwa than you and frightened from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I do marry, I do eat and keep fast, I sleep and I do ibadah. So it means this ibtidal is needed. So for that purpose we should follow these instructions. And Allah says, and Allah desires that He should accept your repentance. And those who follow their passions desire that you should turn away from him far, far away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiqat to do all the things according to the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should not be greedy, and we should not be, going to tafreed even. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.